Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Now, Be'ezras Hashem, up to Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph refers back to that we learned in our Mishnah, Hanaisei es Hamedras, Naisei es Hatruma Avoy es Hakodesh. One that carries something that's Tami B'tumas Medras is allowed to carry Truma, but not allowed to carry something that has Kedusha. Now, as far as the Ikra Halacha of our Mishnah is concerned, we find a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Rashi explains that the one that is carrying the Dover HaTamei B'Tumas Medras, as long as he is carrying the Dover HaTamei B'Tumas Medras, he is considered like an Avatama. And since he is considered like an Avatama, the person himself who is carrying the Dover HaTamei B'Tumas Medras is Metame Shnayim U'Paisal Echad. Just like any other Avatama, that is Metame Shnayim U'Paisal Echad. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues. Tosfos says that since he's only carrying a Dover HaTamei B'Tumas Medras and he's not actually touching the Dover HaTamei B'Tumas Medras, therefore he is not Metame Shnayim U'Paisal Echad, he is considered like any other Rishin. And he is not considered an Av like the Shitza of Rashi. Only if one is actually touching the Dover HaTamei B'Tumas Medras do we consider him an Av at the time that he is touching that is Tamei B'Tumas Medras. Rashi Goshitase, that understands that the one who is carrying a Dover HaTamei B'Tumas Medras is considered like an Av HaTumah, explains that our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Truma is an Achavis and the Chavis is made out of Cheres. Because had the Truma been in any other type of Keli, that is Mekabal Tuma, the person who is an Avatuma will be Metame the Keli, which would then go and be Metame the Truma which is inside the Keli. And for that reason, Rashi explains that our Mishnah is referring to a case that the Truma is in a Kli Cheres. And the halacha of a Kli Cheres is that Kli Cheres is only Mekabal Tuma if the Tuma actually goes into the airspace of the Kli. If the Tuma just came in contact with the outside of the Kui is not Mekabal Tuma. And therefore, even though the person is an Avatuma, still, with his touching the outside of the Kui Cheres itself is not Mekabal Tuma, as long as the Tuma does not actually go into the airspace of the Kui Cheres. That is the Shita of Rashi. Tosfos, on the other hand, who argues on Rashi, and understands that one who is Naisei Medras only becomes a Rishon and does not become an Av, can explain our Mishnah even by other Kalim. Even by other Kalim that are Mekabal Tuma, if something comes in contact with the outside part of the Kui, still the Truma will not become Tame because again, since the person is only a Rishon is not Metame a Kui, and therefore the Kali is not Mekabal Tuma. And therefore, according to Tosfos, one can explain our Mishnah that the Truma can be placed in any type of Kui, not only in a Kui Cheres. The Meiri explains like Rashi as well, that we are talking about a case that the Truma is placed in a Kui Cheres. And only then do we say that HaNoseis HaMedras is allowed to be Noseis HaTruma. But the Meiri explains that we have to be talking about a case that the Truma is placed in a Kui Cheres differently than Rashi. According to Rashi, that we need, that the Truma is placed in a Kui Cheres, is because had the Truma been placed in any other type of Kui, then the Kui would have been Mekabal Tuma from the Noseis HaMedras who was considered an Avatuma. The Meiri explains differently. The Meiri explains that had the Truma been placed in any other type of Keli, then even by Truma, we would be Cheshesh that the actual object which is Tomei B'Tumas Medras will come in contact with the Kui, which will then go and be Metame the Truma, which is inside the Kui. Only by Kui Cheres, that is not Mekabal Tuma, from something coming in contact with the outside of the Kui, only then do we say that one is allowed to be Neiseis HaTruma, because again, even if the Dover HaTame B'Tumas Medras will come in contact with the outside of the Kui Cheres, the Truma inside will remain Tar. Based on that, that Kui Cheres is not Mekabal Tuma from something coming in contact with the outside of the Kui Cheres. That is how the Meiri explains why it is necessary that the Truma is in a Kui Cheres. So again, we have a Machlokes HaRishonim. is the case of our Mishnah talking about that the Truma is placed in a Kli Cheres, or even if the Truma is placed in any other type of Kli, still the Halacha is that a Noiseis HaMedras is allowed to be Noiseis HaTruma. Now getting back to the Ikar HaMachlekes between Rashi and Tosfos, if one who carries something that is Tamei B'Tumas Medras is considered an Avatuma, or only considered a Rishon L'Tuma, Tosfos asks the following Kasha on Rashi. Tosfos asks that if we consider the one who is Noiseis HaMedras like an Avatuma, even if the Truma is found in a Kli Cheres, the Truma should still become Tamei, based on the halacha that a Zov is metame beheset. Someone who is tame betuma Zov is metame another object even without actually touching the object, just by carrying it or by moving it. And therefore, according to Rashi, who understands that the Noiseis HaMedras is considered an avatuma, he should metame the truma beheset with that he is carrying the truma. That itself should be a reason that the truma should be mekabel tuma. That is Tosfos' Kasha on Rashi. To answer Tosfos' Kasha on Rashi, one can say as follows, that even though Rashi understands that one who is Noiseis HaMedras is considered an Avatuma, and for that reason, since he is considered an Avatuma, he has the ability to metame a Kli, but that does not mean that we consider the one who is Noiseis HaMedras as an actual Zov. Does not mean that we consider as if the Noiseis HaMedras has the actual Tuma Zov. All he is an Avatuma. And only someone who is actually Tamei B'Tumas Zov is Metamei Beheset. Just because one is considered an Avatuma, that itself is not a reason to Metamei Beheset. Now let's go on to the actual Gemara. The Gemara explains that we learned in our Mishnah that HaNoiseis HaMedras is Noiseis HaTumah Avoleis HaKadosh is based on a Maisa Shehoya. There was someone that was carrying a chavis of yayin from one place to another place. And the ritzua shal sandale, the ritzua broke, v'natza, and he took the ritzua, which, as Rashi explains, was tamei betumas medjes, v'himicha al pi chavis, and he placed it on top of the chavis, v'nafal aver chavis, and this ritzua fell into the chavis. Venitmis, and the kodesh that was inside the chavis became tamei. But oisa shomer, at that time they said, "Hanoiseis hamedris, noiseis hatruma, avoloyes hakodesh." The Gemara asks, "Ihachi truma nami? By truma, we should have the same halacha as well. That one who is noisei es hamedris should not be allowed to carry truma, based on this maisa shahoya." The Gemara answers, "Hamani Reb Chanani ben Akavyahi." Our Mishnah is going according to Reb Chanani ben Akavya. As the Gemara explains that there is machlokes between Rabbanan and Reb Chanani ben Akavya, as far as that there was a Maisa Shehoya, that there was someone that was being ma'avir mechatas, that was carrying mechatas for Efer Chatas in the Yardin, in the Sfina. And there was a Kazayas mace, Tachov, there was a Kazayas mace stuck into the karka of the Sfina. And therefore the mechatas and Efer Chatas became Tomei. Now there is machlokes between Rabbanan and Reb Chanani ben Akavya, as far as what Rabbanan were gezer based on that Maisa Shehoya. Rabbanan understand that based on the Maisa Shehoya, Rabbanan were gezer that one is not allowed to be maver mechatas veferchatas in the air. One is only allowed to carry mechatas veferchatas if the feet of the one who is carrying mechatas veferchatas are actually touching the ground. Or at least, as Rashi explains, that he's touching something which is attached to the ground, for example, a bridge. But the mechatas neferchatas cannot be carried ba'avir without the feet of the one who's carrying the mechatas neferchatas actually touching the ground. That is a shita of Rabbanan. Reb Chanani ben Akavya argues. Reb Chanani ben Akavya says the Rabbanan were only gezer if it is exactly like the Maisa Shehoya. And therefore, Reb Chanani ben Akavya says the Rabbanan only aser to maver the mechatas neferchatas in the Yarden, in a Sfina, exactly like the Maisa Shehoya. And therefore the Gemara goes on to say, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, since our Mishnah is based on a Maisa Shehoya, Rabbanan were only gezer if it is exactly like the Maisa Shehoya, which again took place by Kodesh and not by Truma. Tosfos explains that even according to Rabbanan, that understands that the Gzeira does not have to be exactly like the Maisa Shehoya, still, even like Rabbanan, The whole chumrah that one is not allowed to be ma'avir only applies to mechatas and eifrachatas and nothing else. It does not even apply to kodesh. The obvious kasha is, as the Marsha and the Turi Eben ask, is that if we find that even according to Rabbanan, that understand that the gzeira does not have to be exactly like the Maisa Shoya, still, Rabbanan were only gezer for mechatas and not for anything else, why can't one explain our Mishnah even like Rabbanan? Even like Rabbanan, one can explain that the whole gzeira based on the Maisa Shoya was only for Kodesh, not for Truma, just like the gzeira of Oyavir, which only applies to mechatas and not even to Kodesh. Now, before we come to answer the Kasha, the Marsha, and the Turi Eben, I'd like to go on to another Machlokes that we find among the Rishonim. Again, the Maisa Shahoyo was that they were Maver, Mechatas, and Esvina. And they found the mace Tachov Bekarka Isa Shasvina. They found the mace stuck into the Karka of the Svina. And for that reason, the Mechatas, Nefrechatas became Tome. Now there's Machlokes Rishonim as far as how to understand how the Mechatas and Eferchatas became Tome. Rashi explains that the Mechatas and Eferchatas actually became Tome b'tumasayo. The Mechatas and Eferchatas were Mahil over the mace, and therefore they became Tome b'tumasayo. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Pirush Mishnayos, Para Peraktes Mishnevav, explains differently. The Rambam explains that the Mechatas and Eferchatas were Mekabel Tuma is not because they were mahil over the mace and they were makabal tuma v'tumasayo, but rather the Rambam explains that the mechatas nefechatas became tamei based on a special halacha that we find by Paraduma, that if the mechatas nefechatas were placed in a mokem tamei, the mechatas and nefechatas become tamei, even without the mechatas nefechatas actually coming in contact with tuma. If they were just placed in a mokum which is considered a mokum tame, that itself is enough of a reason that the mechatas and the eferchatas themselves should become tame. Therefore, the Rambam explains that the reason why the mechatas and the eferchatas became tame is because they were placed in a mokum tame. That's how the Rambam explains our Mishnah. Now, to explain the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, that Rashi understands that the mechatas and eferchatas became tame b'tumas oil. On the other hand, the Rambam explains that the Mechatas and Eferchatas became Tamei because they were placed in a Mokum Tamei. We find that the Aruch HaNer and Yevamos Kufta Zayin Amud Beis explains the sheets of the Rambam based on the Kasha that we find by the Turi Eben. The Turi Eben asks the following Kasha on Rashi. How can Rashi say that the Mechatas and Eferchatas Mekabel Tuma based on Tumas Oil? We find in Tesis and Yumadaf from Chesam and Aleph that Efer Chatas does not have any tuma whatsoever. As Tosfos goes on to say, that Efer Chatas is not considered an Eichel. And since Efer Chatas is not considered an Eichel, therefore there is no way for Efer Chatas to be Mekabel Tuma. And even the Mechatas should not be Mekabel Tuma, as we find in the Mikdash David in Kochim, Simen, Lamedzai, Nois Gimel, that the Mikdash David says in order for Mayim to be Mekabel Tuma, the only way water is Mekabel Tuma, is only if the water is Oymid Lishtia, only if one is planning on drinking the water. If Mayim is not Oymid Lishtia, Mayim is not Mekabel Tuma. And therefore Mechatas, which is not Oymid Lishtia, even the Mayim of Mechatas should not be Mekabel Tuma. So again, the Turi Eben asks on Rashi that based on that we find in Tosfos and Yuma, how can Rashi explain that the Mechatas and the Efer Chatas were Mekabel Tuma B'Tumas Oil? Our Choner goes on to say that is why the Rambam warns our Mishnah that the Tuma of the Mechatas and Efer Chatas is not because of Tumas Oil, but rather it is because of a new Tuma that we find by Paraduma, that if the Mechatas and Efer Chatas were placed in a Mokum Tomei, the Mechatas and Efer Chatas are Mekabel Tuma. That is how the Our Choner explains the Hechrich of the Rambam. Now getting back to Rashi, the Rashi understands that the Mechatas and Eferchatas were actually Mekabel Tuma. We find that the Turi Eben answers Rashi as follows, that even though Mechatas and Eferchatas really should not be Mekabel Tuma Seichlin, but still there is a special halacha by Kodshim, that even something that is not considered an Eichel is still Mekabel Tuma. Based on the halacha of Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres, even something which normally would not be considered eichel is still mekabel tuma as long as it has kedusha. Therefore, the Tuyevin goes on to say that even though mechatas and efer chatas are not an eichel, still they are mekabel tuma based on the halacha of chibas hakodesh machsheres, and we find chibas hakodesh machsheres even by paraduma, as the Tuyevin says, we find in the Gemara in Menachas Kufbeis Amabeis that the Gemara explains that the reason why the paraduma itself is Makabal Tumah before it is burnt, even though there is a halacha called Kol Oimed Lisreif Kisarif Dami, whatever is Oimed to be burnt is considered as if it's burnt already, even before it is actually burnt. Therefore, the paraduma really should not be Makabal Tumah Seichlin, based on the fact that even before the paraduma is actually burnt, Koloimid Wisraif is considered as if it is already burnt. Still, the Gemara explains that the reason why the paraduma is Makabal Tumah is based on the halacha of Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres. Since the paraduma has Kedusha, therefore, even though it is considered Kesaref, it is still Makabal Tumah. So too, the Tuyevin says, as far as Rashi is concerned, even where one has actual Efer, or the Mechatas of Paraduma, based on the halacha of Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres, the Mechatas and Efer Chatas could be Mekabel Tuma, and therefore Rashi explains that the Mechatas and Efer Chatas were Nitma Ba'oyel HaMeis. Now getting back to the Shita of Tosfos and the Rambam, that understand that the Mechatas and the Efer Chatas were not Mekabel actual Tuma, one has to explain, according to Tosfos and the Rambam, how do they understand the Gemara Menachos? In the Gemara Menachos, we clearly see that Para Aduma, even though it should not be Mekabel Tumah Seichlin, still, based on Chibas HaKodesh, it is Mekabel Tumah. And so too we should say as far as Efer Chatas and Mechatas as well, that even though they are not considered an Eichel, still they should be Mekabel Tumah based on the Halacha of Chibas HaKodesh. So to explain, Tosfos and the Rambam, we find by Reb Chaim and Kisvei Agrach Simon Samach Beis, that says the following Yesod. That we find in the Gemara Menachos, that we say Chibas HaKodesh, as far as the Tumah of Paraduma is concerned, that's only before the actual Sreifa of the Paraduma took place. Because at that time, it still had Kedusha. As long as the Paraduma was not yet burnt, the Paraduma still has Kedusha and there still is Me'ila on the Paraduma. And for that reason, based on the Kedusha that the Paraduma has, we say Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres. On the other hand, after the Paraduma is burnt, that there is no longer any Me'ila, you will no longer say the Halacha of Chibas HaKodesh in order to allow the Mechatas Nefrechatas HaMakabal Tumah, even though they do not have a Teras Eichel. Only as long as it has Kedusha do we say the Halacha of Chibas HaKodesh Machsheres. That is how Reb Chaim explains the Shita of Tosfos. Now getting back to the Rambam, again, the Rambam explains the Tumah of the Mechatas and Efer Chatas is based on that the Mechatas and Efer Chatas were placed in a Mokum Tameh. With that, the Dvar Avraham and Chilk Beis and Zion says that one can explain Tosfos with the Ramaschal Meis Tochuv B'Karkisa Shosvina. Tosfos asks the following Kasha. What is the problem with that the Mechatas and Efer Chatas became Tomei B'Tumas Neis? We find that there is a man de Omer in Zvachim of Sadigimel Mena Aleph that understands that even if the Mechatas became Tomei, they remain kosher. And one can still use those Mechatas in order to metahir one that is Tomei B'Tumas Neis. If so, Tosfos asks, what is the problem with that the Mechatas and Efer Chatas became Tomei with the Neis that was Tochuv in the karka of the Svina? Tosfos goes on to say, Hainu b'shar tumas, that is only referring to other tumas. But as far as tumas meis is concerned, tumas meis is different. And if the mechatas and nefrechatas became tumi with tumas meis, the mechatas and nefrechatas become possible. The Turi Evan and the Chazon Ish and Pora Simen Hei Sivkot Nidzayin ask the following kasha. The Gemara over there explains the reasoning behind the Manda Omer that understands that Mechatas that became Tomei or still kosher is based on that one is even allowed to Maza on Anida. One is even allowed to use Mechatas to Metaher Anida. Even though the Mechatas become Tomei with the Tumah of the Nida, still one sees that the Mechatas are still kosher. So from there, one sees that mechata shenitmu is still kosher. If so, the two Rebbe and the Chazanish ask, we should have the same raya as far as Tumas Meis is concerned. How can Tesis go and say that according to that man Domar, Tumas Meis is different? And if the Mechatas Neferchatas became Tami with Tumas Meis, the Mechatas Neferchatas became Pasol, Uchira, one can bring the same raya. We are mad on a Tami Meis, and we do not say that the Mechatas and Neferchatas that become Tami with Tumas Meis are Pasol Hazah. So too one should say that from there one sees that Mechatas and Neferchatas, even if they became Tami with Tumas Meis, they are Kosher Hazah. So how can Tesis go and say that if they were nitma betumas meis nifsewu? That is the kasha of the Turi Evan and the Chazanish. The Chazanish for that reason goes on to say that that Tesis says, avo betumas meis nifsewu, is referring to mechatas neferchatas that became tame by an actual mace. Only then does Tesis say that the mechatas neferchatas become possible. But let's say the mechatas neferchatas did not become tame from an actual mace, but rather, they just became Tomei from coming in contact with someone who touched a mace, then the Mechatas and Eferchatas would still be kosher, just like we see, the one is actually allowed to be Mazeh on someone who became Tomei from a mace. That is how the Chazanish explains Tesis. The Dvar Avram, on the other hand, explains Tesis differently. The Dvar Avram explains, based on that we find in the Tesis Shans and Idias Perek Zayin Mishnehei, that the Tesis Shans says, that we find the Manda Omer that says the Mechatas and Nitzmu are still kosher is only if the Mechatas and the Efer Chatas were not placed in a Mokum Tomei. But if the Mechatas and Efer Chatas were placed in a Mokum Tomei, then the Mechatas and Efer Chatas are Posel Hazah. Based on that the Dvar Avraham explains that if something is placed in a Mokum Tomei, it is Posel Hazah, is a new psul. There is a new psul for Mechatas and Efer Chatas, that if they are placed in a Mokum Tomei, they become Pasul. And therefore, even though Tuma is not a reason for us to pass on Mechatas and Efer Chatas, but now there is a new psul based on the fact that it was placed in a Mokum Tomei. Based on this Tesis Shans, the Dvar Avraham goes on to say that is the pshat in our Tesis as well. That Tesis does not mean to differentiate between Tumas Meis and other Tumas. Even as far as Tumas Meis is concerned, we say that Tumas Meis is not a reason that the Mechatas and Efer Chatas should become Pasul. Tesis means something completely different. Tesis means to say that since we are talking about Tumas Meis, therefore the Mechatas and Efer Chatas were placed in a Mokum Tomei. And since they were placed in a Mokum Tomei, Wakuli Alma, the Mechatas and Efer Chatas became Pasul. That is how the Dvar Avraham explains our Tesis. Now, based on the Dvar Avraham's Pshat and Tesis, one can go back and answer the Marsha and Turi Evan's Kasha on the previous Tesis. Again, the Marsha and the Turi Evan ask the following Kasha. How can Tesis go and say that even according to Rabbanon, the halacha of Loya'avir only applies to Mechatas and not even to something which has Kedusha? If so, why can't the Gemara explain our Mishnah even according to Rabbanon? That they weren't in our Mishnah, Hanoiseis HaMedris, Noiseis HaTruma, could even go according to Rabbanon, just like we see Rabbanon themselves differentiate between Mechatas and Kodesh. According to the Dvar Avraham that explains our Tesis, that the Mechatas and Eferchatas are possible is based on that they were placed by Mokum Tomei, one can explain Tesis very simply, and say that the reason why, even according to Rabbanon, the Gezerah was only by Mechatas and not by Kodesh, is because the psul that we are referring to only applies to Mechatas and not to Kodesh. Because again, since the psul that we are referring to is the fact that it was placed in Mokum Tomei, that psul is a special Chiddush that was said only as far as Mechatas and Eferchatas is concerned. And therefore there is no way to apply that psul to anything else besides for Mechatas and Eferchatas. But that is only if one understands, like the Rambam and how the Dvar Avraham explains Tesis, that in our Gemara we are referring to that it was placed in Mokum Tomei, according to Rashi, that Mechatas and Eferchatas were actually Nitma B'Tumas Eila Meis, L'Chaira one would have to say that according to Rabbanon, the Halacha V'Yavir
applies to Kodesh as well.
Now, getting back to Tosfos Kasha, Tosfos asks that what was the problem with that they found in mace? The Karki Isa Shosvina, again, there is a man, the Omer and Zvachim, that Tzadi Gimel, and Aleph, that understands that Mechatas that became Tomei are still kosher. In the Sefer Mishmeres HaTara on Para Perek Tes Mishnevav, we find the following Eitzah for Tosfos Kasha. The Mishmeres HaTara says as follows, that even though we find a man, the Omer, that understands that Mechatas that became Tomei are still kosher, that does not mean that one is allowed to go and be metame the mechatas of chatchila. Based on that by mechatas and eifer chatas, we find a special halacha that the Torah says in umishmeres. One has to be shomer mechatas and eifer chatas. And based on the halacha mishmeres, that one has to protect mechatas and eifer chatas, even if the mechatas and eifer chatas will remain kosher, based on the chiyuv or mishmeres, one is mechuyev to make sure they do not become tame. And for that reason, even according to the mandamer that says mechatas nevechatas are kosher, but still, based on that, one is mechuyev to protect mechatas nevechatas. For that reason, Chazal said that one is not allowed to maver mechatas nevechatas in order to protect mechatas nevechatas. That is how the mishmeres hatara is mitzadeh to answer Tosfos' kasha. Well, Chirif Mar Gemara comes out that our Mishnah said that Noisei as HaMedrash is allowed to be Noisei as HaTruma is only according to Rav Chanan ben Akavya. According to Rabbanan, who argue on Rav Chanan ben Akavya, Rabbanan would hold that one who is Noisei as HaMedrash were not allowed to be Noisei as HaTruma. The kasha is that in the Rambam we find that the Rambam in Perek Yod Mehoches Parah Aduma Halacha Beis brings down that the Halacha is like Rabbanan. And as far as Parah Aduma is concerned, we do not say that the Gzeira based on the Maisa Shahaya only applies to Yardain and Svina. But rather we say that the Gzeira includes any time one is being maver without one's feet touching the ground. And still, the Rambam in Perek Yod Beis Mehoches Avos HaTumas Halacha Gimel brings down the halacha of our Mishnah that HaNoisei Es HaMedrash is allowed to be Noisei Es HaTruma. According to Rabbanan, that understand that the Gzeira does not have to be exactly like the Maisa Shehoya, so too, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, we should say that HaNoisei Es HaMedrash should not even be allowed to be Noisei Es HaTruma. Before we enter the Rambam, I would like to ask another kash on the Rambam. We find that the Rishon Lezion and the Siach Yitzchak both ask the following kash in the Rambam. We find in our Gemara, the Gemara has two shailas as far as the halacha of our Mishnah is concerned. That we learned in our Mishnah, that HaNoisei Es HaMedrash cannot be Noisei Es HaKodesh, does that only apply to sandal, which is Tamei, or even a sandal, which is Tar? As the Siach Yitzchak explains, that our Mishnah says HaNoisei Es HaMedrash does not necessarily mean that he is Nisei something that is actually Tamei Tumas Medrash, but rather the Mishnah can mean that he is Nisei something that has the potential to be Tamei Tumas Medrash. That is the first Shaila of our Gemara. The second Shaila of our Gemara is, are we talking about a Chavis Psucha, a Chavis that is open, or even if the Chavis is Tuma, even if the Chavis with Tuma inside is closed? That is the second Shaila of the Gemara. The Rishon Lezion and the Siach Yitzchak both ask that the Rambam left out both Shailas of the Gemara. Why did the Rambam leave out both Shailas of the Gemara, both the first Shaila of Sandal Tahar and the second Shaila of Chavis Tuma? To answer the Rambam, we have to go to the next step of the Gemara. The Gemara asks the following Shaila, Avar V'nasa Mahu, if let's say he was Iver and he carried Medrash on Kodesh, do we say that the Kodesh becomes Tamei or not? So the Gemara brings down a Machlokes, Rabila Omar Avar Venasa Tamei. If one was Avar and he was Nisei Kodesh and Medrash together, the Kodesh does become Tamei. Rabbi Zeira says no. Rabbi Zeira says Avar Venasa Tahar. Now to understand the Machlokes between Rabbi Ila, who says Avar Venasa Tamei, and Rabbi Zeira that says Avar Venasa Tahar, L'chira, one can explain as follows, that the Machloikes is a Machloikes in how to understand the Gzeira based on the Maisa Shehoya. Do we say that based on the Maisa Shehoya,
if one carries medrash and carries kodesh at the same time, Rabbanan said that the kodesh actually becomes tamei. Is that what Rabbanan said? Or Rabbanan just said that based on the ma'isa shehoyo we are chishish, that if one carries kodesh and medrash vasachas, that the medrash should not come in contact with the kodesh. And for that reason, Rabbanan said one is not allowed to carry kodesh and medrash at the same time. But if one carried kodesh and medrash at the same time, the kodesh will remain tahar. Rabbanan just said to be chishish. Be chishish, worry that maybe the medrash will come in contact with kodesh, and therefore we do not allow you to carry kodesh and medrash at the same time. That is a chayr the machlokes between Rabbi Ila and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Ila understands that based on the Maisa Shaya, Rabbanan said that the kodesh actually becomes tamei, just like what happened by the Maisa Shaya. Rabbi Zeira, on the other hand, argues, and Rabbi Zeira understands that based on the Maisa Shaya, Rabbanan said that one is mechuyev to be chishish, that the medrash should not come in contact with kodesh, and therefore one is not allowed to carry medrash and kodesh vasachas, in order that the medrash should not come in contact with kodesh. According to this pshat, one can answer the Rambam as follows. That the Rambam left out the previous two shaylas of the Gemara. First of all, the shayla of sandal tahar, if one was carrying a sandal that is tahar. We still say that there is halacha of anoseis hamedrash or yisas hakodesh. And the second shayla of the Gemara, if the halacha of our Mishnah of anoseis hamedrash or yisas hakodesh applies to even a case where the kodesh is in a chavis that is closed, here one can say as follows. The Rambam paskins that the halacha is like Rabbi Zeira, that says, Ovar v'nasa is tahar. If one was over and was nice medrash and kodesh at the same time, the kodesh remains tahar. Which again, as we explained before, means that according to Rabbi Zeira, the ikar halacha of our Mishnah is halacha, the Rabbanan said, you are mechuyev to worry that the medrash should not come in contact with kodesh, and for that reason we tell you that you are not allowed to carry medrash and kodesh at the same time. And since according to Rabbi Zeira, the ikar halacha of our Mishnah is a chiyuv to be chishish, a chiyuv to worry that the medrash should not come in contact with kodesh, for that reason the Rambam that paskins the halacha like Rabbi Zeira does not bring down the previous two shailas. Because as far as the previous two shaylas are concerned, the first shayla, which is a shayla of sandal tahar, and the second shayla, which is a shayla of chavis tuma, by both those cases, there is no chash whatsoever. There is nothing to worry about. By sandal tahar, even if the sandal tahar will come in contact with the kodesh will remain tahar, and by chavis tuma, the chavis is closed. How can the sandal possibly come in contact with the kodesh inside a chavis which is closed? For that reason, since the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Zeira, therefore the Rambam left out the previous two shailas. Only like Rabbi Ila, that understands that Mishum Maisa Shehoya, Rabbanan said, that the kodesh actually becomes tamei, is the Gemara asking the previous two shailas. First of all, does that Gezeira that Rabbanan said that the kodesh becomes tamei, does that apply to even a case that one was carrying a sandal tahar? And so to the second shayla, does that gezeira apply to a case where the chavis was a chavis duma? Getting back to the previous kasha that we had in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam that says the halacha is like Rabbanon, that mishum ma'isa shahaya Rabbanon were gezer a gezeira even to cases that are not exactly like the ma'isa shahaya. Again, the kasha was, if so, according to the Rambam, the halacha should be anoseis hamedrash or yisas hatruma. Based on that we said that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Zeira, that understands that the halacha of our Mishnah is because a person is mechuyev to worry that the medrash not come in contact with kodesh, one can explain the Rambam as follows. That even according to Rabbanan, that understand the gezeira mishum ma'isa shehoya applies to other cases that are not exactly like the ma'isa shehoya, still, the halacha of our Mishnah will only apply to kodesh, not to truma. Because since the halacha of our Mishnah is based on a chashash, Rabbanan were chashash for kodesh, more than they were chashash for truma, just like the other milas in our Mishnah. That the Gemara asked, that the halacha should be noiseis hamedrash, should not even be allowed to carry truma, is only based on the understanding that the gzeira was a gzeira of tuma. The Rabbanan said, based on Maisa Shehoya, anyone that carries Medras and Kodesh, the Kodesh becomes Tamei, which is again the understanding of Rabbi Iwa. Only like Rabbi Iwa does the Gemara have a Kasha. If so, based on Meisr Shaya, Rabbanon should say the same Gezeira as far as Truma as well. And Truma as well should become Tamei. And the Gemara's only answer is that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Hanani ben Akavia. According to Rabbi Zeira, that understands that our Mishnah is based on a Chashash, there is no need to explain our Mishnah only according to Rabbi Hanani ben Akavia. Even according to Rabbanon, Rabbanon Rechashash for Kodesh more than they Rechashash for Truma. And so too we find in the Seach Yitzchak that explains the previous Kasha of the Gemara, Ihachi Truma Nami, that the Gemara was asking based on Gzeira Mishum Maisa Shahoya. Based on that, the Rabbanon Rechashash Mishum Maisa Shahoya, and it wasn't Stam Chashash. Based on that, the Gemara asks, we should be gezer the same gezerah by Truma as well. Because again, had it been based on a chshash, the Gemara would not have had a kasha, yihachi Truma nami, just like we find all other chshashes that were chishish more for Kodesh than we are for Truma. That is a chayah, how one can explain our Gemara, and how one can answer the shita of the Rambam. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down the following machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. If let's say one has a shveferes shechot chalachatas, one has a shveferes that he cut to be used to put into the shveferes efer from a parah aduma. So Blazer says, Yitzvo miyad, you can be tovel it right away. You do not have to yitame it first. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, yitame v'achakach yitvo. First yitame it, and then be tovel it. That one has to be metame it, is as explained in the Gemara, is based on that we want to make a heker for the tzedekim. As the Gemara brings down that we want to masach the parah metamen hoyu as a kohen aseiref as a parah. These are metame the kohen aseiref as a parah lahoiti miluban shal tzedekim shayu oimrim b'meruvei shemesh hoyse nasis. The tzedekim held that a parah cannot be made by someone who is still tfuy yom, or by something that is still a tful yom. And therefore, in order l'hoitzi miluban shal tzedekim, Chachamim said to metame the kohen aseiref as a parah, in order to show people that a parah can be nasis even with someone who is still a tful yom. And so too, as far as shveferes is concerned, for that reason, Rabbi Yeshua says, when has metame the shveferes, in order l'hoitzi miluban shal tzedekim, to show that a parah can even be nasis with something that is still a tful yom. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, understands that it is not necessary to actually go and be metame the shveferes in order l'hoitzi miluban shal tzedekim, because even without actually being metame the shveferes, one is being moitzi miluban shal tzedekim based on that, as the Gemara explains, that Chazal consider the shveferes as if the shveferes is tame b'tumas meis b'shvii shaloi, as if the shveferes has a Tumas Meis on the seventh day of Tumas Meis, which after Tefillah is only considered like a Tful Yom. So again, by using the Shveferes, we are being Maiti Miliban Shal Tzedekim by showing them that one can even use something that is Tamei B'Tumas Tful Yom. Now to explain the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Yeshua understands that we have to actually go and be metame the shveferes in order to moiti miluban shal tzedekim. We find three mehalchim in the Mefarshim. The Tereven explains that the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is dependent on that Rabbi Elazar understands that Chazal consider the shveferes as if it is tamei b'tumas meis b'shvii shaloi. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, argues. Rabbi Yeshua says that Chazal did not consider the shveferes as if it is tamei b'tumas meis b'shvii shaloi, but rather, Chazal consider the Shveferes as if it is like any other keli that is Nigmar Betzahara, which, as our Gemara explains, one sees in our Mishnah, that every keli Nigmar Betzahara does not need Harav Shemesh. And since this Shveferes is like any other keli Nigmar Betzahara, for that reason, without us actually going and being Metame the Shveferes, we would not be Meitzim Liban Shal Tzedekim. Because again, without actually being metame the shveferes will not need Harav Shemesh. And therefore, the shveferes is not considered a tful yom. For that reason, Rabbi Yeshua says we have to actually go and be metame the shveferes in order to make the shveferes into a tful yom. That That is how the Torah Evan explains the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Tesis Yontif, on the other hand, the Masechta Parah Parakeh Mishnah Dalet, explains the machlokes differently. The Tesis Yontif explains that everyone agrees, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Chazal consider the Shveferes as if it is Tamei Meis B'Shvi Yishaloi. As far as Paradumah is concerned, the halacha of Kelim Hanigmorim Betara is not like all other Kelim Hanigmorim Betara that do not need Harav Shemesh, but rather we say that a Kelish Nigmar Betara is considered like a Tamei Meis B'Shvi Yishaloi. That Rabbi Yeshua holds, that we have to actually be Metamei the Shveferes in order to Yimoyitzi Milivan Shotzdoikim, is based on that, that since the halacha of Kelim Hanigmorim Betara as far as Kodesh is concerned, is as we see in our Mishnah, that Kelim Hanigmorim Betara do not need Harav Shemesh, even though as far as Paraduma is concerned, we consider Kelish Nigmar Betara as if it is Tamei B'Tumas Meis B'Shvi Yishaloi, but there is no practical application with that they need Harav Shemesh. Because again, as far as Kodesh is concerned, they do not need Harav Shemesh, and as far as Paraduma is concerned, a Paraduma can even be Nasas B'Tfuyoim. And since there is no practical application of that they need Harav Shemesh, therefore the Tzaddikim do not realize that the Parah is being Nasas B'Tfuyoim. And for that reason, Rabbi Yeshua says you have to actually be Metame the Shveferes in order to Yimoyitzi Milivan Shel Tzaddikim. That is how the Tesis Yontif explains the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Tverso, on the other hand, explains the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua as follows. He explains again that everyone agrees that Chazal considered a keli hanigmar betara as far as Parduma is concerned as if it is Tamei B'Tumas Meis B'Shvi Yishaloi. That Rabbi Yeshua says you have to actually go mimetame the Shveferes kelei hoitzim liban shal tzedekim is based on that Rabbi Yeshua understands in order to hoitzim liban shal tzedekim a tumah d'rabbanan is not enough. Because Tzedekim, not Cheshesh, for what Rabbanan said. And therefore, L'hoiti Milivan Shel Tzedekim, we have to metame it with a Tumah that the Tzedekim themselves consider as a Tfuyim. And for that reason, Rabbi Yeshua says one has to metame the Shveferes with a Tumah Dereisa. That even like the Tzedekim is considered a Tfuyim, and therefore we are Maiti Milivan Shel Tzedekim by showing them that a Parah can even be Nasus with something that is considered a Tfuyim. That is how the Tiferes all explains the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So again, we have three Malachim in how to explain the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Trevin explains that the Machlokes is a Machlokes if we consider the Shveferes Ketamei B'Tumas Meis B'Shvi Yishaloi, or we consider the Shveferes like any other Keli Hanigmar Betara, which does not need Harav Shemesh. That is how the Trevin explains the Machlokes. The Tesis Yontif explains the Machlokes that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue, if that Chazal consider the Shveferes Ketamei B'Tumas Meis B'Shvi Yishaloi, is that enough to be considered a hacker for the Tzedekim, since there is no practical application of that the Shveferes needs Harav Shemesh? The Tferesol explains that the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is, if that Chazal consider the Shveferes Ketamei B'Tumas Meis B'Shvi Yishaloi, is that enough of a hacker for Tzedekim, who themselves do not consider the Shveferes as a Tfuyim, since the Tumah is only a Tumah Midrabanan. And for that reason, Rabbi Yeshua says one has to metame the Shveferes with a Tumah Dereisa, which even according to Tzedekim is considered a Tfuyim. Well, one can ask the following plea on the Tesis Yontif and Tferesol's Pshat in the Sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. In our Gemara, the Gemara asks the following Kasha. This Shveferes Shechotcha, who was chaitech the Shveferes? Ilei medchot chachaver, if a chaver was one that cut the Shveferes, only tefillah, who needs tefillah? Ve'elah must be the chot chamaretz, that ma'aretz was chaitech the Shveferes. Baha leimer Rabbi Yeshua, itam aviatful, if so, why does Rabbi Yeshua say that you have to be metame the Shveferes first? It is already tame, based on the fact that the ma'aretz was chaitcha. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua should not be mechayev us to metame the Shveferes first. From the Gemara, one clearly sees that the Tumah of an Ama Oretz, which is only a Tumah Medrabanan, is enough to be considered a hacker for Tzedekim. And even according to Rabbi Yeshua, had Ama Oretz been the one to be chaitech the Shveferes, we would not need Timah Tameh the Shofaris Kleohoiti Miwima Chotudekim. The Tumah of the Amoritz itself would have been enough Lohoiti Miwima Chotudekim, even though the Tumah Samoritz is only a Tumah Medrabonon. To answer the Tesis Yantif, L'chura one can say as follows, as we find in the Tferes Sol and Boyaz and Parah Perakeos Dalad, that the Tferes Sol says the following Yesod. That we know that there is a halacha that a tumah medrabanan, if one was tevil from a tumah medrabanan, he does not need Harav Shemesh, does not apply to all tumah medrabanans. There are tumah medrabanans that even after tefillah need Harav Shemesh. As the Tferes Sol explains, it depends what type of tumah medrabanan we are speaking about. If it is only a gzeirah, then we say that after tefillah, one does not need Harav Shemesh. On the other hand, if Rabbanon said to be cheshesh for a tumah dereisa, even though that we are cheshesh for a tumah dereisa is only midrabbanon, still after tefillah one will need Harav Shemesh. And therefore, the Tiferes Sol says the halachas are as follows. As far as keilim hanigmar matara, that one sees in our Gemara that keilim hanigmar matara do not need Harav Shemesh, it is based on that keilim hanigmar matara is not a riyoch shash, but rather a bonah made gzeira. And therefore, after tefillah, one does not need Harav Shemesh. On the other hand, as far as Nama Oretz himself, the Rabbanon were cheshesh to his tamei b'tumah dereisa, whatever Nama Oretz touches needs Harav Shemesh. Again, based on the fact that the tumah of Nama Oretz is because Rabbanon were cheshesh for a tumah dereisa. And therefore, one can explain the Teis Yontif as follows. That even though as far as Keilim HaNigmarim Betara, Rabbi Shua understands that Keilim HaNigmarim Betara is not enough for Haiti Miliban Shal Tzadeikim, based on that Keilim HaNigmarim Betara do not need Harav Shemesh, but that is only as far as Keilim HaNigmarim Betara is concerned. As far as Amoritz is concerned, even as far as Kodesh, one will need Harav Shemesh. If an Amoritz will touch a Keili, even as far as Kodesh is concerned, one will have to wait for Harav Shemesh in order to use this keli for Kodesh. And therefore, since as far as Tumas HaMa'aretz is concerned, one needs Harav Shemesh, even as far as Kodesh, therefore Tumas HaMa'aretz is enough to be considered a hacker for Tzedekim. Is enough Lohitzi Miliban Shal Tzedekim. And for that reason, the Gemara says that had the Shveferes been a Shveferes Achot HaMa'aretz, one would not need to metame the Shveferes even according to Yeshua. That is how one can answer our Gemara according to the Tesis Yontif. But again, the Tiferes Sol remains Tzarechian. Getting back to the Iker Shita of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar says one does not have to be metame the Shveferes. It is enough just to be teivel the Shveferes. One has to understand that where is the heker? As we said before from the Tesis Yontif, there is no practical application with that they need Harav Shemesh. As far as Kodesh is concerned, they do not need Harav Shemesh. And as far as Paraduma is concerned, the Paraduma is Nasis Betfuyim. If so, how does Rebbe Elazar understand that with just being Matvel the Keli, it is enough for Hoitzi Miliban Shal Tzedekim? To answer this kasha, we find two mahalchim. One mahalach one can say as follows, that even though there's no practical application with that one needs Harav Shemesh, still, from that the Tzedekim see, that the one that touched the Shvei Feres is Tameh, as we see on the Gemara Amud Beis, that the one that was chaitcha umatvila is ton tvila, from that the Tzedekim see that the Shveferes is considered an avatuma. And since the Tzedekim see the Rabbanon consider the Shveferes as an avatuma, obviously, after tvila, it will still be considered a tfoyim. And therefore, that is enough lahaiti miwiban shal Tzedekim. That is one pshat, with which one can explain the shita of Rebbe Elazar that we do not have to actually be metame lohoitzi miyiban shal tzedekim. The Chazon Ish in Taras and Minyud Sivches explains the shita of Rebbe Elazar differently. He explains based on that we find in Tosfos before in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph Yomas Chol Einin that Tosfos is mesupik. If that they made the Shveferes Ketamei Meis, did they consider the Shveferes Ketamei Meis even as far as Chulin is concerned or not? Even according to the Tzad of Tesfis, that we do not consider the Shveferes as a Tomei Meis as far as Chulin is concerned, but yet, as far as Kodesh is concerned, we consider the Shveferes as a Tomei Meis. And even though all other kelim and gemarim b'tara do not need Harav Shemesh as far as Kodesh is concerned, this v'yferes was chotchol lechatos needs Harav Shemesh as far as Kodesh. And therefore there is a practical application with that, that the v'yferes chotchol lechatos is considered a tfu yoyim, because it will need Harav Shemesh as far as Kodesh. And therefore, for that reason, Blazer understands that even without being metame the shveferes, we are still being mighty miwibon shal tzedekim, because it's tzedekim see that we consider the shveferes at fuyayim, which has ramifications on Kodesh. That is how the Chazon Ish explains the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara brings down the following Mishnah Masachta Parah. Metamen hoyu es hakoyin es serifes haparah. They were metame the kohen that used to be serifes haparah. Well, hoyitzi miwibon shal tzedekim. To mighty miwibon shal tzedekim, to prove to tzedekim that a para can even be nasis with someone who is considered a tfuyayim. To explain with what were they metame the kohen aserifas hapara, we find a machoikes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi and Tot, we find that the Rambam and Perak Aleph, Milchas Parah, Loch Yodalid, explain that they were metame the kohen with an actual sheretz. They were metame the kohen with a tumah dereisa. And that is how they were moitzi miwibon shel tzedekim. Tesis, on the other hand, argues. And Tesis says that they were metame the kohen aserifas hapara by just being seimech yideim olav, by that the kohanim placed their hands on top of the kohen aserifas hapara. That is how they were metame the kohen aserifas hapara. Based on that they are considered tmeim as far as para adum is concerned, and since the other kohanim are considered tmeim as far as para adum is concerned, that is how they were metame the kohen aserifas hapara. That the Rashi and the Rambam understands. That the only way l'hoitzim liban shal tzedekim is only by actually being metame the kohen with the sheretz. And it is not enough that the kohanim were seimchem mideim olav, even though as far as paraduma is concerned, the kohanim are considered tameim, is a chur based on the shita of Rabbi Yeshua that we learned before. The Rabbi Yeshua says in order l'hoitzim liban shal tzedekim, we do not rely on the tumah the Rabbanan said as far as paraduma is concerned, but rather you have to metame with another tumah. And therefore, based on the Shita of Yeshua, Rash and the Rambam explain that to Moitzi Miliban Shal Tzedekim, they are Matame the Kohen with the Sheretz, and it was not enough the fact that the other Kohenim were Seimchim Yedehen Olav. With that, the Siach Yitzchak says that one can answer Tesis's Kasha. Tesis brings a Raya from the Tesefta that by being Seimech Yadav Olav, that is enough for Moitzi Miliban Shal Tzedekim. Just by coming in contact with someone who is considered a tamei as far as parduma is concerned, that itself is enough. L'hoitzi miliban shal tzedekim. Therefore, Tesis asks, why Rashi find it necessary to explain that we are metamei the kohen with the sheretz? Why isn't it enough that the kohenim were seimchen yidein olav to moitzi miliban shal tzedekim? The Siach Yitzchak says, based on what we said before, one can answer Rashi as follows. That Rashi is coming to explain our Mishnah even according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. The Tesefta, on the other hand, is going according to Belezer, that understands that L'hoitzi miliban shal tzedekim, it is enough the fact that the Kohen is Tameh as far as Paraduma is concerned. That is how the Siach Yitzchak answers Tesis' Kasha on Rashi. The obvious Kasha is that we find that the Shita of the Rambam is in Perak Aleph, Milchas Paraduma Lachat Esvav. The Rambam says we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that we do not have to metame the Shreferes in order l'hoitzi miliban shal tzedekim. It is enough just to matzol the Shreferes l'hoitzi miliban shal tzedekim. If so, why is the Rambam finding it necessary to explain that they are metame the kohen aserifas hapara with the sheretz? Mechir, it should be enough l'hoitzi miliban shal tzedekim with that the other kohanim were samchu yidein olav. Mechir, from the Rambam one sees, as we said before, b'shem l'chazon ish, that by Shveferes Chazal considered a Shveferes, Ketamei Meis B'Shvii Shalai, is not only as far as Paraduma is concerned. Had it only been relative to Paraduma, that would not be enough L'Hitzi Miliban Shal Tzedekim, just like one sees in our Gemara, that the Rambam says that in order L'Hitzi Miliban Shal Tzedekim, it is not enough that the other Kohanim were Samchu Yedei and Olav. That the Blazer understands that Shveferes Shechot Chalachatas, we do not need to metame the Shreferes with another Tumul Hoiti Miliban Shal Tzedekim, is based on that the Rambam understands that Shreferes Shechot Cholachatas is considered Ketamei Meis B'Shvii Shalai not only relative to Paraduma, but even as far as Kodesh as well. And for that reason, Rabbi Elazar understands, we do not have to be metameh de shvei feres, because even without being metameh de shvei feres, the fact that the shvei feres has a din ketameh betumas meis b'shvi shalai is enough lehoiti miliban shel tzedekim. Even according to Rabbi Elazar, it will not be enough for the kohenim to be samach yedein olav, since the tum of the kohenim is only relative to paraduma, that is not enough lehoiti miliban shel tzedekim. And therefore, the Rambam says, we have to actually be metameh the kohen with the sheretz. That is a chayra, what one sees from the Rambam. Now again, Tosis understands that they are not metameh the kohen with the sheretz. As Tosis explains in Yuma Daf Beis Man Aleph, that lav betuma deraisa metameh, they will not be metameh with the tuma deraisa, they have mezalzli ba kulei hai. They will not be mezalzl so much by being metame and betumah deraisa. And for that reason, Tosis explains they are only metame the kohen as surface apara betumah derabanan. Now, to explain that according to Tosis, they were not metame the kohen with the tumah deraisa, one can explain Tosis in one of two ways. Either one can explain Tosis as we find in Tosis in Yuma Daf Gimel Mabes, and so too we find in Tosis in Zvachim Daf Yitzayin Mabes, but the Ramascha Sarfa Einen in Tosis' first pshat, that Tosis understands that if someone will be a tfuyoyim from a tumah deraisa, he will be pasal for para medrabanan. Even though minatera, a tfuyoyim is kosher for para, Rabbanan went and said that a tfuyoyim from a tumah deraisa is pasal for para. And for that reason, Tosis understands that they cannot be matami and tumah deraisa, because had they been matami and tumah deraisa, he would be a tfuyoyim from a tumah deraisa, which is pasal medrabanan for para. That is one way with which one can understand Tosis and Yuma. Another way to explain that the Tosis understands that they are not Matami the Kohen with the Tumah Deraisa is based on that we find in the Sefri and Parshas Bala Yischa. The Sefri and Parshas Bala Yischa says that we find that Parah is Deicha Es HaTumah. Parah pushes away Tumah. The obvious question is, where do we find that Parah is Deicha Tumah? The Brisk Rav in his Sefer and Hilchos Parah brings down from the Ravid the following pshat. That we learnt, that Parah is Deiches HaTumah, refers to Tumas Tfuyoyim. From the Ravid, we see a tremendous Chiddush. That even as far as Paraduma is concerned, a Tfuyoyim is considered Tameh. That a Tfuyoyim is kosher for Parah, is based on that we say that Parah is Deiches HaTumah. And since, according to the Ravid, one sees in the Sifri, that even as far as Paraduma is concerned, a Tfuyoyim is considered Tameh, just we say that Parah is Deicha Tumah, for that reason one can explain that Tosis understands we are not metame the Kohen with Tumah Sheretz, even though after Tefillah will be considered a Tfuyem, which is kosher for Parah, but since that he is kosher for Parah is only based on that Parah is Deicha Tumah, therefore with Tefillah we are not metame the Kohen with Tumah Deraisa of Tumas Tfuyem. Rashi and the Rambam, on the other hand, understands that Tfuyem is kosher for Parah is not based on that Parah is Deiches HaTumah, but rather Rashi and the Rambam understands that a Tfuyoyim, as far as Parah is concerned, is considered as if he is completely Tahar. And therefore, even with Chathchila, we can go and be Metameh the Kohen with Tumas Tfuyoyim, even with a Tumah Deraisa. That is another way with which one can explain the Shita of Tosfos and the Machloikes between Rashi and Tosfos. Now let's go on to the next sugya, which is the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara proves from that we learned in Ebraisa that the one that cut the Shrei Feres and the one that was matful the Shrei Feres, Raton Tfilah, from there we see that they made the Shrei Feres as if it is Tamei Meis. The Gemara asks, Ihochi Tiboy Hazah Shui Shui Shvi. If so, one should need Hazah Shui Shui Shvi. Before we explain the Gemara's Kasha, we have to maktim the following Machlekes Harishainim. As we know, there is a halacha called Cherev Hareyu Kecholo, that even though if a person comes in contact with a mace, he's only considered like an avatuma. On the other hand, if a keli comes in contact with a mace, the keli itself is considered like the mace himself, and therefore the keli is considered like avi avayis atuma. As far as which kelim do we say this halacha of Cherev Hareyu Kecholo is a tremendous machlekes harishanim? The shita of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, so too is the Shita of the Rashba and the Ravid, is that this halacha of Cherev Hariyoka Cholo is only by Kli Matkas, only by metal kelim. only by metal kelim do we say that the metal keli that came in contact with the mace has the same halacha as the mace himself. By all other kelim, they are considered like a regular person that touches a mace that is only in Avat Tumah and not in Aviyah Avayis HaTumah. That is the shita of Rashi, Ben Tam, and other Yishenim. Rambam, on the other hand, and so too we find is a shita of the Remus and Paint, which is brought down in Tosfos, Nazir, Dafn Dalad on the base, argue. And they understand that the halacha of Cherev, Hariyo, Kachol applies to all kelim, besides for Kri Cheres. By all kelim, we say that any keli that came in contact with the mace is considered like the mace himself. That is as far as which kelim do we apply the halacha of Cherev, Hariyo, Kachol to. We find another machlekes harishenim as well. As far as those kelim that we apply the halacha of Cherev, Hariyo, Kachol to, if someone came in contact with those kelim, does the person that came in contact with those kelim need hazah, shvishi, or shvi, or not? The Rash, in the beginning of Ayalos, and so too we find in Tosfos and Nazir, Daf and Daled on the base, understands that the one who came in contact with a keli that is tamei betumas cherev hariyo kecholo needs hazah, shvishi, or shvi. The Ramban, on the other end of Parashas Chukas, and so too we find as the Shita and the Ramban of Abbasel of Chof Manalf argues. And the Ramban understands that the one that came in contact with a Cherev Hariyo Kecholo does not need Hazar Shvishi Ushvi. His holding is that he's Tamei for 7 days, but he does not need Hazar Shvishi Ushvi. Now getting back to our Gemara again, our Gemara asks the following Kasha. If they consider the Shreferis as if the Shreferis is Tamei Meis, Ihochi Tiboi Hazar Shvishi Ushvi. Now, as far as how to understand the Gemara's Kasha is dependent upon the Rishonim that we said before. If one understands, like the Rambam, that the halacha of Cherev Hariyo Kecholo applies to all kelim, and so too one understands, like the Rash, that the person that came in contact with the Cherev Hariyo Kecholo needs Hazah, one can explain our Gemara very simply. That our Gemara asks, Yehochi Tiboi Hazah Shvishi Yushvi, is referring to the person that came in contact with the Shveferes. And it should not be enough if they're just Tevil. But rather, the person that came in contact with the Shveferes should need Hazar Shishi Ushvi, based on that the Shveferes is Tomei Betumas Cherev Hariyo Kecholo. The Shveferes itself is considered like a mace. That's how the Menachas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel explains our Gemara. On the other hand, if one is Chiluk on any one of the previous Hanachas, either if one understands like Rashi and Tosfos, that the din Cherev Hariyo Kecholo only applies to Kli Matchos, or if one understands like the Ramban, that the one that comes in contact with the Cherev Hariyo Kecholo does not need Hazar Shishi Ushvi, one has to explain the Gemara as we find in the Netzivim Reme Sada, that the Gemara is referring to the Shveferes itself. The Shveferes itself should need Hazar Shishi Ushvi. And the Gemara is not talking about the person that came in contact with the Shveferes. Those are the two Mahalchim as far as how to explain the Gemara's Kasha. Now let's go a step further. Gemara answers the Kasha by saying the following teretz. Ela asua ketame meis b'shvi shelai. Chazal consider the Shveferes as if the Shveferes is a tame meis b'shvi shelai. Rashash asks the following Kasha. If one understands that Cherev Hareyo Kecholo applies to all kelim like the Shita of the Rambam, how did the Gemara answer the Kasha? Even if the Shveferes is Bayim HaShvi, still, since the Shveferes itself is considered like the Cholo, anyone that touches the Shveferes should be considered as if he is touching a mace. And again, you should need Hazah, Shvishi, Ushvi. That is the Kasha of the Rashash. The Rashash's Kasha, again, is based on the understanding of that the Gemara asked before, Yehochi Tiboi Hazah, Shvishi, Ushvi, is referring to the person that came in contact with the Shveferes. And to the Kasha, the Rashash says the following Chiddush. That we say, that if someone touches Kelim which are Tamei Betumas Cherev Hariyo Kecholo, the person himself is Tamei Tumas Shiva, is only if he touched the Kelim on the Kelim's first day of Tumah. If he touched the Kelim on any other day, the person himself has the same exact sin as the Keli. For example, if he touched the keli on the second day, he will only be tamei for 6 days, just like the keli itself is only tamei for 6 more days. For that reason, the Rashash says that over here, since the kelim are considered as if they are on their 7th day, Therefore, the person himself who touched the kelim will be considered as if he himself is on his seventh day. Because again, the person that touches anything that's tamei b'tumas cherev yokachol has the same exact din as the object that he touched. The Mikdash David, on the other hand, the entire Simon and Tess argues on the Rashash. And the Mikdash David says that from the Gemara in Yuma, Dav Ches on the base, one sees not like the Chiddush of the Rashash. One sees that the person that touches the Cherev Yokachol is not considered like the Kehu that he touched, but rather he is Tamei Tuma Shiva, regardless of which day the Kehu is up to. Now, to answer the Rashash's Kasha, according to the Mikdash David in the Stipler, L'chora one can say as follows. That since, as we find in Tosfos with the Ramascha Asua Katamei Meis B'Shviyu Shalai, that we are talking about the Chazal consider the Shveferes as if it is Tamei B'Tumas Meis B'Shviyu Shalai, meaning after a Tfila on Hazal already took place, one can say as follows. That once a Tfila on Hazal took place, no longer consider the Keli as if the Keli is a Cholo. Once the Tfila on Hazal took place, now the Keli is a regular Tfil Yom. And since the Keli now is a regular Tfil Yom, we do not say that the person that touches the Keli is considered as if he came in contact with a Cholo. And for that reason, the person that touches the Keli after Tfila on Hazal will not be Tamei Tuma Shiva and will not need Hazal Shvi Shiyu Shvi. But that is only if one understands, like Tosfos, that the Chazal considered the Shvei Feres Ketamei Meis B'Shvi Yishuai is referring to Ketamei Meis B'Shvi Yishuai after Tfilon Hazah. On the other hand, according to the Rambam in Perikud Aleph Milchus Paya, Halacha Aleph and Beis, that argues on Tesis, and explains our Gemara that they consider the Shvei Feres Ketamei Meis B'Shvi Yishuai before a Tfilah took place, then one has to answer the Rosh Hashas Kasha if so. Anyone that came in contact with the Shvei Feres should be considered as if he came in contact with a Cholo. To answer this kash, we find in the Sefer Gevuras Yitzchak that says the following yesod. That even if one was to argue in the Rashash and say that we do not consider the one that came in contact with a cholo as if he is exactly like a cholo and has the same exact dinim as a cholo, that is only as far as the minyan hayomim is concerned. As far as the days are concerned, we do not say that the one who came in contact with the cherev is as if he's up to the same day as the cherev itself. But as far as the din hazah is concerned, if we are to mechayev the one that came in contact with the cherev to have a hazah shvi shi ushvi, that is only if the cherev itself still needs hazah shvi shi ushvi. If the hazah shvi shi ushvi already took place, if the cherev already had hazah shvi shi ushvi, then we will not say that the person that came in contact with the cherev should need hazah shvi shi ushvi. And even if the person will be Tamei Tuma Shiva, he will still not need Hazar Shvi Shiyu Shvi. And therefore, the Gevuras Yitzchak says that one can answer Rosh Hashas Kasha as follows. That since Chazal consider the Shvei Feres as if the Shvei Feres is a Tamei Meis B'Shvi Shvi after Hazar took place, even though the Tfila did not yet take place, still, the one who touches the Shvei Feres will not need Hazar Shvi Shiyu Shvi, just like the Shvei Feres no longer needs Hazar Shvi Shiyu Shvi. That is how the Gevuras Yitzchak answers Rosh Hashas Kasha according to the Rambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.